Well, good morning, everyone. Great to see you here today. My name is Adrian. Welcome to church, and welcome to our series on afterlife. Please keep your Bibles open to John chapter 11. The Bible is how God speaks to us, and so we love to read God's word and to follow along. And we're looking at this topic of what happens when we die. During the week, I watched a short talk. It was actually a TED talk that Josh Russell had pointed out to me. And it's this paramedic sharing his experience on his job, being confronted with people who are dying. And he says he started off in his career, whenever people asked him in that moment, "Am I about to die?" he would lie. And he would say no, to protect them from the pain and the suffering and the anguish of facing death. But now he tells people the truth. When they say, "Am I about to die?" he says, yes, you are. And he's been surprised, actually, at the acceptance that people have in that moment. But the point of his talk is to share his observations on the three things that people are desperate for in the moments before they die. He says the responses are pretty common, and there are three things people are looking for in those last moments. Firstly, he says, people want forgiveness. He says people regret what they've done. They regret the way they spent their time. They regret what they did with their life. They wish they'd loved their family more. He says people faced with death evaluate their life and they want forgiveness. Secondly, he says people want immortality. They want more life. They want to keep on living and keep on existing. And for many people, he says, in that moment, for them, they want to be remembered. And so often people will ask him, who they've never met before, "Will you remember me?" They want to continue somehow. And thirdly, he says, people want significance. They want to know that their life had meaning, that their life had purpose, it made a difference, that there was a reason, and it meant something. And it's interesting observations, isn't it? That faced with imminent death, people are forced to think about life, and they're not asking him for a new iPhone or an expensive pair of shoes or one last burger. They are saying they want forgiveness, immortality, and significance. And just straight up, spoiler alert, right here at the very beginning, guess what God offers us?